oralkirurg nummer 5.
And my topic was about sinus floor elevation, the transalveolar approach, and try to figure out what are the real indication, when is this safe to do this approach. And we have been doing it for many, many years now, and we've seen when you have a residual bone of about 5 millimeters and a relatively flat sinus floor, then this technique works beautifully. And I think from a patient point of view, at least according to our studies, they are really happy with this. There's a little trauma for the patient, you know,